CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
A traditional powwow is coming up at the Alexandra Community School on June 21st. Principal Stacy Mark says this is a very important event for the school.
We are holding the traditional powwow because as a school, we've been working really hard to build a sense of community through our not only truth and reconciliation, but the fact that every child matters everywhere. And it's very important that our students understand that we are all treaty people. And as such, it's really important that we learn about the culture of the Indigenous people that came before us.
The day will feature various vendors and events as well as a variety of dancers. It's tick season again, and that means it's a good idea to take some precautions when outside or in long grass. Keisha Hackett, public health inspector with Huron Perth Public Health, says you should cover up with light clothing to better see ticks on you, put your clothes in a dryer when coming back in, and do a proper tick check. She explains how that should be done.
You want to be mindful of all areas of their body. So doing a head-to-toe tick check when they come back inside from being outdoors. So checking behind your knees, checking your head and your hair, your groin area, under your arms, and your back. So you can have somebody check your back or even ears. You can also shower when you come back indoors, and that'll help to remove any ticks that have not attached yet.
Hackett says that ticks need to feed off someone for 24 hours before they start transmitting Lyme disease. Lawyers for Montreal's McGill University are in court today seeking an injunction to dismantle the pro-Palestinian encampment that has been on its downtown campus since last month. In a judicial application dated Friday, McGill says the encampment poses, quote, a security, safety, and public health risk and has escalated tensions on campus. McGill cites, quote, fierce verbal exchanges between protesters and counter-protesters earlier this month, barrels of impossible, quote, human waste on site, possible fire code breaches, and the encampment's potential as a, quote, magnet for future clashes with counter demonstrators. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister is embarking on a five-day trip to the Middle East and the Mediterranean, where she will focus on peacekeeping and aid. Global Affairs Canada says Melanie Joly is set to leave today and will visit Cyprus, Lebanon, Turkey, and Greece, where she will meet with her counterparts and other government officials. In a statement, Joly says, rapidly evolving situations in the Middle East and Caucasus continue to have repercussions in Canada.
The town of Listowel remains in celebration mode this afternoon after the Cyclones claimed their second ever Sutherland Cup victory and first since 2018, getting there via an overtime goal from Jack O'Donnell in Game 5 to become Sutherland Cup champions. National Hockey League says there will be a hearing for Canucks defenseman Carson Soucy following an end-of-the-game scrum that saw Oilers star Connor McDavid take a nasty cross-check to the face. Canucks lead this series 2-1. Blue Jays manager John Schneider likely feeling like he's on the hot seat right now. The Jays suddenly have not won a series in almost a month. A tough stretch starting now as they're in Baltimore against the Orioles. 6:35 start time tonight. Hear this game live on AM 920 CKNX. And the National Football League released its schedule for the upcoming season today. The league will begin play on Thursday, September 5th in Kansas City with the Chiefs in an AFC Championship rematch against the Baltimore Ravens. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Some sun today, but a chance of showers, maybe even afternoon thunderstorms. Tonight, a chance of showers and lingering thunderstorms, a low down to 11. Tomorrow, cloudy, a chance of showers, a high of 16. Wednesday, sunshine, a high of 20.
CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.